Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace has had a busy offseason. His first big free agent catch was Purnell McPhee. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak recently sat down with the new Bears linebacker.
Really excited to have you, man.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. We'll do the official signing here.
I'm hungry. I got a chip right now. And hopefully, you know, within the next couple of months, everyone will see it. And that's how I'm going to approach the game, you know. And in the past coming up, you know, that's how I always been a fifth-round pick. I came in with a chip on my shoulder. And that's how I think I'm going to live the rest of my life, with a chip on my shoulder, because, you know, just coming from where I'm from, you know, it was tough, you know. Sitting in the one bedroom, six siblings, it was tough, you know. So, you know, it's a blessing, and I'm here now.
It's McPhee, who plays all over that defense.
Well, you got that Bears hat on. You're in basically what is a museum for Bears football. And as you walked into the building, I'm certain you saw all the great names and the Hall of Famers, and many of them are defensive players. Is that a draw to you?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you know, traditionally, you know, there's a great defensive team. And, you know, I'm a defensive guy. You know, I want to come add on to that, you know, try to be one of them guys, you know, that could bring that tradition back, you know, playing great defense around here.
That could very well be a hard hat as well, because this is a defense under reconstruction. I'm sure you got that idea from coming here. And a switch to a 3-4, first time in the history of the franchise that they'll be playing a 3-4. What can you tell fans about a 3-4 defense that maybe they're not aware of, and what it takes to be a productive and nasty 3-4?
The schemes of a 3-4. You don't know where the blitz might come from. It could come from either side. You got two guys standing up on the edge. Sometimes you could drop both of them guys and replace them as the middle and blitz up in the inside. You know, it's very creative. You know, you could different schemes on different kind of, you know, offensive sets. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of dogs out there, you know. a lot of pit bulls. There ain't no chihuahua who could go out there and play in the 3-4. So, you know, that's what it basically takes.
I'm violent, and that's all you need to be violent.
See, you learned that from growing up in the Baltimore system, right?
Going nowhere, yeah.
Tell me about that. I mean, just from the time you got there as a rookie and what was surrounding you and how you grew up in that over the last 4 years, what it actually takes to be a nasty defense.
Oh, man. You know, it started off just when I come in as a rookie. You know, you're surrounded by Ray Lewis, Jared Johnson, and Corey Redd, and Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs. The name go on, you know. Grown men, you know, play with high intensity, you know, play with a violent motor. And, you know, they're scared the heck out of you, because they don't back down for nothing. And you can keep bringing it, they're going to keep bringing it.
I'm really thrilled to introduce the newest Chicago Bear, Purnell McPhee.
So having that versatility, you can play with your hand down, you can play in a 3, you can play in a 4-point, you can play inside, you're going to do that in sub-package, you're going to be outside, you know, in the base 3-4. Does that keep the opposition off guard with you a little bit? They don't know exactly what to expect from you throughout a game?
Yeah.
Keeps them off balance? Look at that smile. Yeah, that's a million-dollar smile right there. That's your candy, right?
Yeah, that's that go-getter. That's that everybody got to study.
Yeah.
Not just the offensive tackle. And that's what I had to preach to some of the guys last year. Like, I can't just study the offensive tackle. I got to study the guards in the center. I got to rush against all five. Tight end too.
But back chip.
I will slap the brakes off. If they leave me one-on-one with a tight end, you know, but.
Coach Fox says he doesn't like comparing current players to players he's been with before, but he did draw the connection to Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. Hall of Famer with you because of the style, mm-hmm. your ability to lean, your length, your quickness, your pass rush moves, your ability to be inside and out. That's pretty high praise now.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, watching Michael as a kid, you know, one of the best guys in the league when I was coming up. And, you know, I'll take that. You know, I'll take that. If any other guy, I'll take Michael Strahan, you know. Well, he still holds the league record, right,
in sacks?
I'll take that.
You know, Double A, I've heard that you have also been compared to Michael Strahan.
Really? Why would you say that?
Two former players with TV careers?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. Double.
Nothing about our teeth or anything like that. Nah.